Hi, I'm Matt Martin, station manager here at KALW, and this is the Manager's Report to the Listeners. Cross Currents will return to its usual time on Monday, but in this hour, I'll be talking about what's happening here at Local Public Radio and taking your calls and emails. I'll lay out changes to the station's weekend programming, and I'll talk about some news that I'm still absorbing, that tomorrow will be Joe Burke's last day of hosting mornings on KALW. After 28 years, Joe is stepping away from the mic, and we are going to miss him. I'll be sharing appreciations of Joe that have come in from many listeners, and I hope you will share yours. It's the Manager's Report to the Listeners after this news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Some top Pentagon officials are defending U.S. strategy in terms of battling the Islamic State and also pushing back against the president's statement U.S. forces are not engaged in combat. Addressing the Senate Armed Services Committee today, Defense Secretary Ash Carter countered the notion the Islamic State, or ISIL as it's being called, is not being heard in various ways.
Our attacks on ISIL's economic infrastructure, from oil wells and trucks to cash storage to ISIL's financial leaders, is putting a stranglehold on ISIL's ability to pay its fighters, undermining its ability to govern, and making it harder to attract new recruits.
Carter says U.S. cyber attacks are also hurting the Islamic State. Senator John McCain, the chair of the committee's contended U.S. military operations, are being micromanaged in Washington. Vice President Joe Biden, who is on a previously unannounced trip to Iraq today, described progress in fighting the Islamic State group as serious. He says those involved remain committed despite a political crisis that threatens gains. Vice President met separately with Iraq's prime minister and parliament speaker. It's the first trip by the vice president to the region since 2011. In the race for this year's GOP presidential nomination, more fireworks, this time between former Speaker of the House and candidate Ted Cruz. NPR's Scott Detrow reports Cruz is responding to some withering criticism from John Boehner.
Speaking at Stanford University this week, Boehner called Cruz, quote, Lucifer in the flesh. And listeners should note he used salty language. Said he had, quote, never worked with a more miserable son of a bitch in my life. Campaigning in Indiana, Cruz said the comments prove he's more of a political outsider than Donald Trump, who happens to be friendly with Boehner.
So if you want someone that's a texting and golfing buddy, if you're happy with John Boehner as Speaker of the House and you want a president like John Boehner, Donald Trump's your man.
Boehner stepped down and left Congress last fall after years of clashes with the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party. Scott Detrow, NPR News.
The Obama administration is announcing new steps designed to help more Americans cope with high student debt, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says no hardworking young person should be priced out of higher education. But he warns simply expanding grants and loans is not sustainable. Obama pressed for more efforts to rein in the cost of college with educational technology, accelerated graduation, and in some cases, more austere campus life.
If you have the option of cutting your college costs in half, but your dorm rooms aren't quite as nice, or the sports facilities or the student center or the cafeteria aren't as good, is that a deal you're willing to take?
The administration also hopes to enroll 2 million more students in a program that caps loan repayments at 10% of their postgraduate income. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
President addressing a group of college journalists today. Stocks took a major hit. The Dow was down 210 points. This is NPR. A forensic psychologist testified today that the man who's admitted to killing three people at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado last year is not competent to stand trial. Psychologist Jackie Grimmett says she met twice with 57-year-old Robert Deere, and by the end of the second interview, both she and a colleague had agreed his mental illness impaired his ability to function. Testimony in court is aimed at determining whether Deere should be committed to a psychiatric ward. A new study is finding the nation's teen birth rate falling to another all-time low. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports there's been a dramatic drop among Hispanic and black teens.
Teen birth rates among minorities are still nearly twice as high as for whites. But since 2006, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds they plummeted, a whopping 50% among Hispanics, 44% among blacks, says researcher Shauna Cox.
It's really a 1-2 punch that teens are having less sex, and among the teens who are having sex, they're using more effective methods of birth control.
The CDC also finds that, regardless of race, socioeconomic factors play a big role. Teen birth rates are higher in places with high unemployment, low education, and low income. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
The CEO of German automaker Volkswagen says the company plans to launch new electric vehicles and set up a firm focused on car-sharing operations. That's as VW seeks to get past a scandal over rigging some of its diesel-powered vehicles to skirt emissions rules. Matthias Mueller said that recalling and fixing those vehicles remains our most important task. At a news conference in Frankfurt, he again apologized for the emissions scandal, which has cost the company billions. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Atlassian, maker of collaboration software Jira, Confluence, HipChat, and Bitbucket. Atlassian works to help teams across industries ascend to new heights to create what's next. At Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Team up.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, station manager here at KALW. Cross Currents from KALW News and The Spot, which are usually heard in this hour, will be back next week. But this evening, I invite you to join me for an hour of conversation about KALW. I'll be giving updates on programming and other activities at the station, and we're going to take some time to mark an important moment for KALW listeners, as well as for the people who work and volunteer here at the station. And that's Joe Burke's decision to retire from KALW after 28 years on the air and nearly 25 years as our morning host. Joe's voice and his attitude and style have helped define KALW. I'm going to share some of the many notes I've received expressing appreciation for what Joe has brought to the station and to the lives of thousands of people who have woken up around the Bay Area over the past quarter century. And if you have felt a connection with Joe over the years, I definitely welcome you to call in when we open the lines a little bit later in the hour. And you can also email me, matt@kalw.org. But before we talk about Joe, I want to give some updates. Most importantly, some changes that are going to be happening come July in our weekend programming. As you may have heard, after 31 years on the air, Wisconsin Public Radio has announced that What Do You Know with Michael Feldman is going to go out of production at the end of June. And so we've aired that program for 20 years, and a lot of people I know feel a lot of strong positive feelings toward Michael Feldman and his crew, but they are going off the air. And so we're taking this opportunity to refresh KALW's weekend schedule. And the programs that we are going to be either moving to the weekends or moving to new places in the weekend are ones that should be familiar to KALW listeners, especially if you're someone who listens late at night, or you know, if you're someone who really knows KALW's schedule, you'll be familiar with the programs that we'll be putting on weekends. But it's really taking some programs, especially kind of some next-generation programs in public radio that KALW took a lead in putting on the air and giving them more prominent places on weekends when a lot of us really do spend a lot of time with the radio. So we are going – here's what the – KALW weekend schedule will sound like beginning in July. So on Saturdays, you know, we now have Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at 9 a.m. Following that, at 10, you'll be hearing Bullseye with Jesse Thorne, and that's a public radio show about the best in popular culture that's currently on Sunday afternoons. Following that will be Snap Judgment with Glenn Washington, made right here in the Bay Area in Oakland, a program that we have put on the air since its very first pilot episode, so I'm very proud to say that we're going to be putting it in a prominent place in our Saturday morning schedule at 11. At noon, you'll be hearing one of the station's real staples, that is West Coast Live, from Sedge Thompson and Mike Greensill and the crew. He will continue to broadcast the program live. Sedge and I have had a number of conversations over the past 6 months about these changes, and he has decided that the integrity of the live broadcast is really important to him and to listeners, and so he'll be moving his Saturday live broadcasts to noon, and they'll be broadcast directly on KALW. He's probably also going to be doing some experimenting with some weekday evening live shows that would then be broadcast the following Saturday. So 10 a.m. Bullseye, 11 a.m. Snap Judgment, and at noon, West Coast Live. From Thistle and Shamrock on Saturdays, the program schedule will remain the same. Sunday, we're going to be having some changes since both Snap Judgment and Bullseye are moving to Saturday. That opens up a couple of hours. Following This American Life, at 2 o'clock. So This American Life is on at 1. Following that, at 2 o'clock, we are going to broadcast The Spot, which is the podcast showcase that is curated and hosted by Ashley Ann Krigbaum. You might hear here in this hour on Thursdays. It's going to be moving to 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoons. And following that will be Alt Latino. And that is a program from NPR that we've been broadcasting late nights during the week. It's Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst from NPR Music. They really look all around the world for the best in rock and Espanol and Latin American alternative music. It's a great program. They're a great combination. And you may well have heard the promos, but if you don't stay up late at night, you may not have heard the show. But I think you're really going to like it. And then it will be a great lead-in to Sound Opinions, which will stay right where it is at 3 o'clock. And then at 4, following Sound Opinions, we're going to present the TED Radio Hour. And this is a program hosted by Guy Raz that takes some of the best TED Talks. But Guy really goes further than just presenting the talks themselves, interviewing the presenters, kind of making a coherent set of ideas out of a few different talks that come from TED. We've been broadcasting that late night on Tuesdays. That will now be moving to 4 o'clock on Sundays. So once again, the Sunday afternoon lineup will now be This American Life at 1, The Spot at 2, Alt Latino at 2:30, Sound Opinions at 3, followed by the TED Radio Hour at 4. Beyond that, the Sunday schedule remains the same. So that's going to be taking effect in July. And of course, I welcome any thoughts that you have about this. And, you know, I understand that we always are thinking about what the kind of next step in our program schedule is. And these are programs, many of which we brought into places kind of at the edges of our programming, either late at night or at places where folks weren't necessarily hearing them. And now we're kind of graduating them in a way to the weekend where I think they belong. Because a show like TED Radio Hour, which I've gotten lots of very positive feedback about, that would run late on Sunday night, I'm really glad to be able to bring it to a place where more people will hear it. And so, but of course, always welcome your comments, your questions, and your ideas about what we should do in the future in terms of programming. Going to open the lines in just a little bit, but I also welcome your emails at matt@kalw.org. A couple other programming notes and requests for your feedback. First is I want to let folks know that our broadcast partnership with the Berklee Symphony will resume this upcoming Monday. Starting on Monday, you'll be able to hear the complete 2015-2016 season of the Berklee Symphony Orchestra, hosted by our own David LaTulipe. That will start a Monday evening, and it's Mondays at 9 p.m. The Berklee Symphony will bring you those broadcasts. Also want to let you know that, as you may have heard, Kamau Right Now, the program we're developing with comedian W. Kamau Bell, will be back on the air in May and June. The next show is Thursday, May 19th. At the Starline Social Club in Oakland. Tickets are now available if you want to be part of the live audience, and those are at kalw.org, or if you just want to tune in. And if you have either attended one of those broadcasts or listened to the show when it was on the air, or you've been catching the podcast that we're distributing, I would love to hear your thoughts about it. You know, as we develop shows, it's really, really important for us to hear what you think is working, what you think doesn't work, what could be better. If you're excited about it, if you go, this isn't really, where I want to see the station go, I want to hear from you. You can email me or call me in a moment when we open the lines. Also, earlier this year, we just recently concluded a short-run series called Dying to Talk, which was really about breaking the taboo around conversations around death. Dr. Dawn Gross was the host, and her whole way of thinking about how we approach death and dying is that those conversations about death and dying are really important to having, they're integrally related to having a meaningful life and the way we approach death tells us something about what's most important to us in the way we live. And so if you heard any of the programs in Dying to Talk, I'd appreciate your thoughts, whether you want to share them on the air or drop me a line. Really, especially when it comes to developing these new local programs, dialogue with you is so important to the work that we do. And I know the folks who host and produce these programs would really want to know what you think. So now I'm going to get to what, for me, is difficult news to talk about. It's kind of a big deal for us at the station, and certainly for me personally. And that is that after 28 years on KALW and just short of 25 years as our host on Morning Edition, Joe Burke is going to be leaving the station. Tomorrow morning will be his last day on the air. And somebody in an email today said it's an end of an era. And it really is true. And I've really felt like these last few days have been kind of special for me around the station. I feel like even as I'm in the hustle and bustle of finalizing a program guide, getting ready for the membership campaign coming up in May, planning next year's budget, all the stuff that that I spend my days working on, it's just felt like a bit of a different space. And I've spent the last couple of weeks really trying to grab extra time with Joe in the morning to hang out and talk and enjoy him. Because suffice it to say, I have had a lot of fun working with Joe. And he has taught me, largely by example, a lot about radio, what it means to be with listeners on the air. And even though Joe is certainly someone who generally likes to take everyone, including himself, down a notch, I will say that I've gotten a bit of life wisdom from him, and watching how he's handled these last couple of weeks and the way that he has talked about his retirement on the air and to other people inside the station, it's like, oh, okay, Joe's doing it his way, and I have a lot of respect for the way that he's handled it. So as I say, it's a personal thing for me, and I will actually have a more personal reflection on what it means to have worked with Joe and the fact that he's leaving the station in the program guide that will be coming out next week. But in this hour, I'm going to spend just a little bit of time talking about Joe and what makes him special through the lens of what other people have said to me or the notes that I've gotten from people about what Joe has meant to them. And I will say, I remember when I first started working at KALW, I was talking to my brother who lived in Oakland at the time, and I was telling him some story about work, and I mentioned Joe, and he's like, oh, you mean Joe Burke? And I was like, yeah, Joe Burke. And he's like, that guy? And he was like, you work with him? And I was like, yeah. And he said to me, he's like, the first time I heard him, I remember that, he's like, my alarm clock went off and I woke up and I was like, what is this? My brother's like, he'd come in, who knows what Joe was talking about or what kind of break he was on. But there was just a moment of, he's like, am I listening to an NPR station? What is this thing that I'm encountering? But he was just like, that was his first impression of Joe. And then after that, he grew very fond of Joe. And I love the fact that, like, in his low-key way, Joe could really surprise you. You'd sometimes be like, where is he coming from? And I remember that was the first time I really thought of, like, oh, Joe is actually kind of a person that people recognize. And when 5 years later I became manager of the station here at KALW, on her way out of the station, Nicole Sawaya, who was my predecessor, a real mentor to me in many ways, she left me with a number of pieces of advice about the station. But one of the things that she said to me was, Joe is gold. That's what she told me. She was like, and just gave me this idea of, like, this is a person who knows how to connect with listeners, who's valuable to the station, and just, that's all she said. But, you know, I took the rest of it from that. You know, those were just both kind of impressions that stuck with me. It's like, oh, okay, Joe means something to the station and to the community, and somebody like Nicole, who really knows talent and knows radio, wanted to make sure I understood that. Another person who is a great radio person who I know is a great fan of Joe's is Davia Nelson of the Kitchen Sisters, who's come in and pitched sometimes during our pledge drives with Joe. And so a couple of weeks ago when this news was happening, I dropped her a line to let her know about it. And she wrote back a really lovely note, which I'll just read a little bit of. She said, I'm very saddened to hear Joe will be leaving the airwaves. He is one of the best. Such a soul, such humor, and gravitas and pipes, such a signature sound. I wish him so well with his music and with everything. So, Davia, thank you so much for those thoughts, boiling down things that a lot of people have said. And in fact, just in this past week, as you know, since Joe made the announcement on the air, there's been an outpouring of appreciation that I think has honestly surprised him. We're talking about hundreds of emails, letters that have come in. People Joe has never heard from before, just getting in touch to tell him that they appreciated his work. And so I know that that has meant a lot to him. And a few of those people were kind enough to CC me on their notes, so I'm going to share a few of those. One was actually just a Facebook post that I liked. It's from a listener named Nadine Green. She says, Joe Burke, thank you for your body of work. Such an inspiration to us all. Even my dog loves your voice. Enjoy your retirement. So that was it. That was a very nice note. We also got an email from Andy, who lives in the Richmond district. He says, please let Joe Burke know that he will be sorely missed by this listener. He's brought an interesting, informative, down-to-earth sensibility to the morning broadcast that I'm afraid any successor will be hard-pressed to match. The personal touches have been especially nice, from the almanac to his fade-in and fade-out musical choices to his general commentaries on life in the Bay Area. His voice has provided a welcome, soothing, good-natured quality to my morning radio that simply is not found anywhere else on the FM dial. Andy, thank you so much for that note to Joe. Another listener, Don Coolidge, writes in. I'll just read a little bit of what he says. He says, "You are a huge part of what makes KALW not only an interesting and informative radio station, but also a completely comfortable one to listen to, kind of like a family. Your spontaneity, your humor, your choices for music, your opinions, these are all things that matter, and they are real points of contact with your listeners. And your show also features your idiosyncratically personal take on topics that add even more substance. The school lunch menus, the almanac, including the birthday list, your pronunciation of sandwich, your occasional subtle and very devastating side comments on politics. So, of course, I'll miss your presence on the air. You're one of a kind, and I want to thank you." Don, thank you so much for that. I'll read one more note here that came in from Heather Hernandez, longtime listener who often drops me lines and decided to write to Joe. She says, "I also wanted to tell you that hearing you in the morning is something which I always look forward to. Knowing I'll hear you, your choices in music, your daily almanac, which I love, never ceases to brighten my day. I love knowing the tides, the moon phases, the odd theme days, and who's having a birthday. And it's great being told that by a voice that's been familiar to me for so long and who announces with such gentle humor. I know you must have bad days and hard days, but you always sound so kind, caring, and warm. It makes me think if you can do it, I can do it. If you can get up way before I do and bring such warmth and caring to your day and your audience, I can bring these things into the world, too." So, Heather, thank you so much for that note. I'll be sharing more of these during the hour, but I do want to invite your calls and your emails. This is Matt Martin. I'm the general manager here at KALW. This is an occasional program that we do called the Manager's Report to the Listeners, where we just talk about the station and open up the lines to you to offer your reflections on what you hear, what you'd like to hear, what's important to you about the station, and what we can do better. The number to call is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. You can also email me at matt@kalw.org. That's matt@kalw.org. If you have an appreciation for Joe Burke, a memory of a moment with him on the air, we'd love to have you share it. If you or someone who has heard something on KALW that you want to comment about, if you want to talk about the weekend programming changes that I just laid out, I'd be happy to hear from you and get your input. We'll share a couple more emails that have come in about Joe. One from Marilyn Jensen, who says, "You have been my radio uncle for many years as I got ready to commute to Vallejo in my job as an elementary school teacher. In that rush of preparation, you were a human, authentic, calm, warm, friendly, often with humor, avuncular voice. It meant a lot, and now in my own retirement, it continues to be a familiar, friendly presence. Due to the particular nature of radio and oral broadcasting, like an element from the periodic table, I imagine your thousands of listeners could feel amorphous and invisible. But rest assured, you are and have been deeply appreciated." Thank you so much, Marilyn, for that. And I want to read one more note here before we take a break and then get back to calls. I want to read a note from Norman, who writes in to say, "Dear Joe, if I may call you that, I've never written to a media person before in my 70 years of life. I just want to tell you I'm sorry you're retiring. I and my wife, Brenda, wake up to your voice every weekday morning, and you put us in a good mood. It's been fun listening to you. You've been an important part of my life, and I will miss you deeply." Norman, thank you so much for that email. We are going to take a break here in just a moment, but when we come back, I'll be taking your calls and reading your emails. The number to call, once again, 415-841-4134, or you can email matt@kalw.org. You're listening to the Manager's Report to the Listeners on KALW. I'm Matt Martin, station manager here at Local Public Radio. This is an occasional program where I talk about developments at the station and, most importantly, hear from you about what you hear on KALW, what you value, what you think we could do differently, the connection the station makes with you. One of the things we're talking about today is Joe Burke and his decision to leave KALW after 28 years on the air, 25 as our morning host. Tomorrow will be his last morning on the air. And I do want to let you know that Joe will be Rose Aguilar's guest on tomorrow's Your Call. So if you want to hear Joe be interviewed, something you don't hear very often on KALW, usually he's the one leading the conversation, but he'll be taking calls and questions then as well. And I'm very glad to see that we've got folks calling in at 415-841-4134. And we're also getting emails matt@kalw.org. Got an email here from Paul Bloom in Glen Park who says, I'm a big fan of Joe's. I love his gentle wit, his voice of good cheer. I'll miss him. But he remains just a voice to many of us. I've never seen him or any pictures of him. It's been fun trying to put a face to the voice. But now that his tenure is ending, I would appreciate some closure. Would you please describe for me and others, what does Joe Burke look like? Thank you, Paul Bloom, Glen Park. Paul, I'm going to have to say no. I will not describe what Joe Burke looks like because I'm a terrible visual describer. I'm just the wrong person to do that. But I will do this. There's a post up at KALW.org for the manager's report. And after the show, I will just make a point to post a couple of photos there. You can also go to KALW's Facebook page and see photos there. Or if you search Joe Burke and KALW, there's a profile at KALW.org of him. You can see a picture. But Paul, I'm sorry, I cannot offer a description, but I'd be happy to post some photos at KALW.org. Let's go to our first call. Welcome to the Manager's Report. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Yes.
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Judy. I'm calling from Berkeley. I want to say to you that however impossible this would be for you, I wish there was another way you could get your news than from NPR. I really don't like the direction they've been moving in for many years now. And they just did a puff piece on Hillary Clinton about an hour ago that was like the best commercial for her. They would never have done that for Bernie Sanders. It's very lopsided, and I'm really tired of what's going on with them. Just wanted you to know that. And also, I love Joe Burke. I take it personally that he's leaving.
Well, I'm sure he's listening, so he'll hear that message. And I mean, I understand the limitations of NPR and changes that have happened in it. I mean, it's part of the reason we try to also bring news from the BBC and CBC to at least have some of that additional perspective. I mean, are there particular sources of news you think we should tap into?
You know, I mean, I love your own local reporting. I understand you can't do any more of it than you're already doing. I don't even know what is out there that's available to you, but I was so outraged by what they did about an hour ago again with Hillary Clinton, and it was just so obviously biased that they want her to win, and I'm not being very coherent right now. I don't know what else you could do. I just don't like what's going on there.
No, it's pretty clear. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thanks. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, welcome to the Manager's Report. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, is it me?
It's you.
Oh, hi. My name is Susan, and I'm in Richmond.
Hi, Susan.
And I'm sorry I'm not calling about Joe, and I agree with that former lady. I'm actually working on Bernie's campaign, so I'd like to see things were more balanced and good things about Bernie. But I wanted to say I'm really looking forward to W. Camus Bell being on. I think he's wonderful. I think I heard Terry Gross do a
yep.
piece on him. I also heard him do a program on your station, and I think he'll be just a tremendous asset. So please, please keep him on. He's an amazing guy. And also, we love Terry Gross. We listen to her every day. And I particularly love Rose Aguilar and her political perspective. And I kind of depend upon KALW for that kind of programming. I'm glad that there's less of that other international program that used to be every day right after her program.
World Have Your Say.
Boring. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that one. I mean, what do I care about? Hello, would you give us your opinion on something that, you know, big deal. But anyway, Rose does a great job, and Camus Bell, yay, and Terry Gross also. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for the call, Susan. Really appreciate it. also got an email here from Heather DeLiso-Gordon in Sunnyside neighborhood here in San Francisco. It says, "How we will miss you, Joe. Thanks for the last 22 years since we first moved to San Francisco." And they say, "Heather and Aaron Gordon and our newest listener, Moby, age 3. You played our mixtape. Thanks." Well, thank you so much, Heather, for writing in. Let's go to our next caller who's called in on 415-841-4134 if you would like to join the conversation on the Manager's Report. I welcome you, but you are next. Welcome. Go ahead. You're on the air. Well, perhaps you're not on the air. So I just want to invite folks to call into 415-841-4134 if you have thoughts about KALW programming, the upcoming changes to our weekend schedule, or programs like Kamau Right Now, the new program we're developing with W. Kamau Bell, or the series we did called Dying to Talk about death and dying issues and how we face those in a way that really addresses our humanity. I'd welcome your call, 415-841-4134, or you can also do as a lot of people are doing right now, and that is writing into matt@kalw.org. Got an email here from Vicki Engel who says, "Dear Matt, I used to collaborate with a public media agency, and once the subject of good voices for spots came up, I said, my choice would be Joe Burke. He's got a great, genuine voice. Joe, I will miss you in the morning, and especially your readings of birthdays and the almanac." Vicki, thank you so much for that email. Another email that came in from Joshua, who says, "No offense meant to all its other component parts, but to me, Joe Burke is KALW. It is with equal parts excitement and trepidation that I await seeing what KALW becomes post-Joe, and is with 100% excitement I await seeing what becomes of Joe in his next chapters." Thank you so much, Joshua. And pardon me, I'm going to take a little sip of water. And I do want to just address, you know, an implicit question that many people would want to know, which is, you know, what we are going to do now that Joe is leaving in the morning. And I want to let everyone know that we are going to be opening a search for a new morning host. It is an incredibly important role in the station. You know, whoever is on during morning drive becomes the most, you know, the most, just one of the most prominent voices on the station. And that's why Joe's had such an influence and made such a connection with people, in addition to the fact that he's really gifted. But I will say that we are going to take our time getting it right. And of course, we understand there's no replacing Joe. But I will say, as I think about what kind of voice and what kind of temperament we want to bring to our morning programming, what I've learned from Joe and what I've seen him do will certainly influence the way we approach that. And in the meantime, I want to let you know that we're going to be having Kevin Vance and David LaTulipe, familiar, very skilled hosts from the station, filling in on the mornings while we conduct that search. So there will be good people at the helm, but of course, there's no replacing Joe. Let's go next to the calls at 415-841-4134. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from? You're on the air. Let's try our next caller. Hi. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, well, glad to have you with us. What's your name?
I'm calling from San Francisco. This is Steve.
Hi.
And I just love that last letter. It sort of said everything I wanted to say. Joe is, this is a goodbye to Joe, and Joe is KLW to me, and I really we'll miss him. I mean, every morning how many years? I couldn't even tell you. So goodbye to Joe, and thanks for everything. Love everybody at the station.
Dee, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, welcome to the Manager's Report. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Clayton. I'm here in San Francisco, and I had the pleasure of briefly working with Joe many years ago up there at the station, the KLW, and I just wanted to mention that one of the reasons it was such a gift to be around him is that he had the ability to remain cool no matter what was going on. And I think that that's part of the reason that he was and is so good at being there for people, is no matter what happens, he's always Joe. And that's one of the things that he's always been able to give us, is his ability to just be there. Mm-hmm. And thanks, Joe. You know, go and do your thing, and thanks.
Thank you, Clayton. Appreciate the call. And, I'd say, having spent a lot of mornings watching Joe work, one of the things – what you're talking about, Clayton, where no matter what is going on, whatever kind of crisis is happening behind the scenes, and they do happen, his ability when that break comes up and he's on mic to be there and be calm, and to think in terms of listeners who are like – the listeners, they don't want to know about the crisis behind the scenes. They want to hear a familiar voice guiding them through the morning. And so I've seen exactly what you're talking about. So I wanted to share a bit of another email that came in from Linda. And while I read this, I do invite you, if you'd like to call in, to 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. If you want to share an appreciation of Joe Burke, a memory you have of him, maybe the first time you heard him, or just how the role he's played in your mornings, and understanding that tomorrow will be the last morning that he'll be on the air here at KALW, and yes, he will be on your call at 10 o'clock. If you want to hear Joe do his valedictory appearance on the station, it's going to be a great conversation, a great opportunity to hear him talk about his experiences at KALW. That's at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. But we'd love to have your calls now at 415-841-34, 814-1134, or you can email Matt at KALW.org. Linda emailed a couple of days ago, and I'll read just a little bit of what she had to say to Joe. She said, "Your sure and steady presence at the tiller calmed us even when the events of the day threatened us with chaos and mayhem. Just you, being there as a buffer between reports from Syria and the crazy U.S. primary suggested that things might not be as bad as they seem. After all, we still have a great little station, and we still have our guy in the morning to announce, spin a few choice musical segues, and join the programs to the promos and the thank yous. Get us out the door, on the road, and into the day. Situation normal in San Francisco. Today is chocolate-covered cashew day." Linda, thank you so much. I know actually your email meant a lot to Joe, because Linda goes on, and it's a hell of an email. It's just real poetry. So I want to thank you so much for that on behalf of Joe, and really appreciate you sharing your thoughts. Let's go to our next caller at 415-841-4134. Welcome to the Manager's Report. Good to have you with us.
Is that me?
That's you. What's your name?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sean from Oakland.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, did I hear correctly that you're dropping the 9 a.m. show? I can't remember the name of it. Is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me?
No, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is going to stay right where it is.
Oh, too bad. Anyway, I was hoping that was the case.
No, it's sticking around.
It's an NPR litmus test. Anyway, Joe Burke, that's sad to go, but I like that. I've been a listener forever. And two things I'd love to give kudos out that I haven't
Great.
Really heard people say much about is Joseph Pache's City Visions, when mm-hmm. he hosts that. He's a phenomenal reporter. He's such a good, balanced interviewer. He's just exceptionally good at that. I wish
yep.
he gets that accolade. And one of the best music shows ever is 33 and a Third Revolutions Per Minute.
Sarah Cahill.
And that's just awesome. It's stuff you don't hear everywhere at all, and it's very valuable.
Thank you for calling and for listening and appreciating it.
Okay, that's all. I love your station. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Got an email from Karen who says, "Thrilled that you are moving Bullseye to 10 a.m. on Saturdays. Jesse Thorne's a native San Franciscan and a graduate of the theater program at the Ruth Asawa San Francisco School of the Arts. His choice of guest is wonderfully eclectic, and his interviews always bring out unexpected insights, not unlike Terry Gross." Thank you, Karen, for that. And just to let folks who might not have heard earlier in the hour know, I talked a little bit about updates to our weekend schedule. And on Saturday, we are going to be having at 10 a.m. Bullseye, followed by Snap Judgment at 11. And then West Coast Live is going to move from 10 to noon. So it'll be from noon to 2 p.m. Because What Do You Know, which has been from noon to 2 for the last 20 years, is going out of production at the end of June. Wisconsin Public Radio announced that last month. And so we're going to move West Coast Live to noon and have Bullseye followed by Snap Judgment at 10 and 11 a.m. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, welcome to the Manager's Report. Good to have you with us.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Cassandra. I live in Oakland, but I work at Viz Valley Middle School, just down the hill from you guys.
All right.
And I was just calling to say how much I love listening to Joe and all of your programming, really, while I'm commuting between Oakland and San Francisco every day. I listen to quite a lot of it. And some of my favorite programming that I wish I could hear maybe more of is FSFSF. That always, always puts me in a good mood.
Nice.
Right as I'm sitting in traffic on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to go and research these comedians later to see if I can go see them. So I think it's a really helpful way to be introduced to these people I might otherwise not know.
Yep.
And the same is true for this morning. It comes on every Thursday. And I forget the name of your reporter who interviews a local artist.
It's Jen Sheehan, and the it's called Sights and Sounds.
That is a great, great program. I love that. That's how actually I plan my weekend.
Nice.
Around how many of those I can go to.
Well, that this is positive feedback, Cassandra. Glad we can play a role in your commute and your weekend. That's a good combination.
Yeah, I approve. I love it.
Excellent.
And I love your station, and thank you, Joe, for being on the air for so long, and we'll be sad to miss him.
Yeah, right on. Thank you, Cassandra, for the call. And just so folks know, FSFSF, that is our weekly segment that we do that features Bay Area comedians. It's hosted by Nato Green, Tuesday afternoons, 4:45 during All Things Considered. And then Sights and Sounds, that is a it's a segment where our host, Jen Sheehan, brings in an artist from the community who then that artist says, hey, here's a few things going on this weekend, artistic events, gallery openings, performances that I think are really cool that you ought to know about. That's Thursday mornings at 7:45 and then again at 4:45 in the afternoon if you want to check that out. And also at KALW.org you can look at it. We also have an email here from Ono who says, his school lunch menus were fun to listen to. His voice reflected his San Francisco lighthearted sense. San Francisco, joie de vivre. Salut. My mornings will miss Joe. Ono, thank you so much for that email. Also got an email here from Stephen Aguilar, who says, he's talking about Jim Hightower and his segment that runs during Morning Edition. He says, it seems like his segment has been removed. It's unfortunate because his progressive position is a breath of fresh air in this current climate of servitude to corporate masters. Stephen, thank you so much for writing, because I do want to, I know that I've gotten these questions from a number of listeners. Jim Hightower announced about a month ago that he was going to cut down from doing 5 commentaries a week to doing 2 commentaries a week. And it really is about just his workload and trying to stay sane with all the writing and speaking and activism that he's involved in. And so we are running his 2 new commentaries every week, Monday and Tuesday mornings at 7:30 a.m., just as we always have. But there's just 2 new ones a week, so that's what we present. So just to let you know, his voice is very much still on KALW. Let's go to our next caller at 415-841-4134. Welcome to the manager's report. Go ahead. Well, maybe we'll go back to the emails here. Let's got an email here from Richard Davis who says, Joe, I wish you every bit of health, enjoyment, and success in your retirement. You've brightened my mornings for many years. I'll miss those lousy puns and crummy jokes. Maybe we'll even see you introducing acts or performing on Friday nights now that you have a regular schedule so I can thank you in person. Namaste, onwards and upwards. That's Rick in Mill Valley. Rick, thanks so much for that note. Also, got a note here from Christy Cole, a former reporter and volunteer in the KALW News Department. She says, hey, Joe, I'm still trying to come to grips over the news that you're retiring. I guess in those 5 stages of grief, I'm at denial. You're the reason I started to listen to KALW not long after I graduated college. As I adjusted to post-college life, the workaday world, it was quite pleasant and fun to have such a gentle start to the day. I knew I had to support the station that carried such a wonderful personality to its morning listeners. Joe's the perfect host in the morning for non-morning folks. If you have your own reflection on what made Joe Burke a valuable part of your mornings or your time listening to KALW, I will welcome your call here on the manager's report at 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Every once in a while, I come on the air
open up the lines, talk to you a little bit about what's happening at the station, and invite your feedback. It's really valuable for the station. I think it's one of the things that makes us a little different from a lot of other public radio stations. And the thoughts that you share about your experience listening, this is absolutely critical to us. So I thank everyone who drops me a line at matt@kalw.org or calls 415-841-4134. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Manager's Report. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, is that me?
That's you.
Oh, hi there. This is Ruth Ann. I'm calling
from Ruth Ann.
Cerrito.
Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi there. I just have a more procedural, maybe bureaucratic question. I'm wondering what is up with the spring program guide?
It'll be coming out next week. To be honest with you, yeah, it'll be coming out next week. Let's just say that there were some developments that required us to delay it, one of which for me was wanting to be able to write about Joe's retirement and to put that in there.
And then the other thing I was going to say is, what's up? I've tried calling several times, and the phone system has the hiccups.
Well, what, you know what?
Those are both bureaucratic.
Yeah, that's. I think that's one we should talk about off the air, but obviously it's a little difficult for us to talk if you can't get to me.
I just wanted to bring it up.
Okay, it's good to know. I appreciate
Okey-doke.
It. All right, thank
Thanks
you, Ruth.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
Bye. Yes, let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Manager's Report. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. My name is Oliver. I'm calling from San Francisco. I don't know exactly how to go about this, but I would like to also add to some of the previous callers. I'm not really happy with the way the news programming of NPR has been going the past few years in that direction. And I know that there are a lot of different alternative programs on the web here and there, but I was wondering, is there a way that, you know, some of your listeners and some of your producers can get together and have some kind of, you know, regularly, you know, and have call-ins and have people have, you know, come up with ideas of alternative news and alternative news programs? Because, you know, this, you know, the way NPR is going right now is becoming pretty suffocating, honestly. And it's not just about being whether it's like to the left, which I like, I'm a Bernie Sanders supporter, but it's having, you know, having real discourse and having real alternative news sources. And there's not much. I mean, I feel like it's very, very much narrowing. I don't know what I don't know. I don't have any real suggestions to make, except perhaps maybe you know, we live in a very enlightened area in the Bay Area, and perhaps we could like have some kind of a collective chat and see if there's somehow we can get other other access to other news sources. I hope that that something can be done about that.
I mean that's a collective conversation that certainly we at the station have all the time. And like I sit in on the Your Call editorial meetings, for instance, and a lot of what we talk about is what do we need to do, what can we do that's not being done in other places when it comes to the national, international conversation. And certainly KLW News, they have those same kind of conversations. That's part of why we open up the lines. I mean, I'd love any kind of concrete ideas about how we do that stuff. But you know, maybe what you're calling for is something that's a little more in public, where we really draw together people to talk about what's missing and what more could be done.
Perhaps something that you know, people can be a little bit more proactive. And there are, as I said, there are a lot of news sources on the web. You know, perhaps some collaborative work between different news, you know, small news organizations. You know, I always go. I don't know if you ever heard of a website called the Real News Network.
Sure.
Paul Jay started. Yeah. You know, have collaborations with other organizations, and you know, perhaps you know, we can have bring in different news perspectives. In. That's all. That's. I don't know how practical that is. Your job is very hard as it is. I understand.
You know, also, I just want to suggest a resource to you and any or other listeners who, when you have particular questions that you would like KALW to look into, you know, we've developed this new tool that's on our front page of our website called Hey Area, which is really about listeners saying, here's what we think the news should be. Here's the questions we want investigated, whether it's local or beyond local. And so that's super simple to, you know, put your information in, put your question in, and we are looking at those to think about what our editorial priorities would be and things we can have reporters follow up on. So I invite you to use that. I just got an email from Wendy, very brief, but she says, hello, Matt. We all have public radio moments, and one of the most poignant for me was the moment Joe returned from a recent absence and was greeted on air with such tender affection by Julie Kane, who gave voice to Joe's devoted listeners. Wendy, I remember that moment. That was very cool. There's something about, you know, all the kind of professional broadcasting goes on, and there's the moments where it's like, oh, our hearts are right here, and this is what we feel, and that's some of what we're kind of inviting on the Managed Support tonight, people to call in to talk about that connection that you felt with Joe. Let's go to our next caller. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Is that me?
That's you.
Hi, I'm Holly.
Hi, Holly.
And I'm calling from San Francisco. And 14 years ago, I had a baby who was not super healthy, and I had to stay home. And I started listening to Joe every single day, and I have been a fan ever since, and I will miss him dearly, and I just wanted to say thank you, because I really, really felt like he was a part of my day every day for the last 14 years.
Holly, thank you. I know Joe is listening and will really, really value hearing that.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I love the station.
All right, take care, Holly.
Bye-bye.
Got an email from Rashid who says, well, I eventually got used to not having Herb Cain in the morning every day, and I eventually got used to not having Studs Terkel in the morning every day, and I suppose I'll eventually get used to not having Joe Burke in the morning also, but I'm not pleased with the prospect, and it will take a long time. Good luck and bon voyage, Joe. May the rose rise up to meet you always. Peace. Thank you so much for that, Rashid. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the program's Manager Support. You're on the air.
Hi, Matt. This is Christina in San Francisco.
Hi.
And I want to second everybody who's commented on Joe, and Rashid, definitely ditto. Now, one of the ways that the station has survived, remember when the license was up for review?
Mm-hmm.
And just the way the community rose up and said, you know what, don't mess with our KALW. And, you know, they worked on the mission statement and everything, and community was built into that mission statement. And, frankly, I don't think it was it wasn't a whole lot of work at the time because the community was already there. But the station has really followed through. And Joe has been a big part of that. I mean, he's like, when he was younger, he was more like a really cool uncle, and now that he's older, he's like a nice older uncle. I remember the first time I met him, I was surprised that he was so young, because his voice, it sounds so wise and calm and knowing. And to have a real San Franciscan, I lived here a long time. In my first decade here, I didn't meet that many San Franciscans. So what a treat to have him every morning, and we're all going to miss him. And like Rashid said, I don't want to embrace that kind of change. But you know, good luck, Joe, wherever you are. You're just the best, and the station always promotes really good things. So I'll be ready for it. Thank you.
Thanks, Christina. Really appreciate the call. And yeah, the local flavor and knowledge that Joe has brought to the station. I mean, I moved here from Iowa, so for me, Joe has been a real connection to this place, you know, as from perspective of somebody who was a kid here. And so, it's one of the things he brings. It's really great. I want to share another note that came in that actually has to do with some young native San Franciscans. Ellen, Ethan, and Maya write in saying, I love listening to KALW. In fact, I listen all day long. The reason I'm writing this email is because every day on the way to school, my children join me in listening to your station. Joe's voice is a familiar one. They know it well. We will miss him and are saddened that our morning commute will never be the same. Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much, Ellen, Ethan, and Maya. We have just a few minutes left here in the Manager's Report. If you'd like to join in to talk about Joe Burke, talk about programming, talk about anything related to local public radio, the number to call is 415-841-4134. Let's go to our next call. Hi, welcome to the Manager's Report.
Is that me?
That's you.
Hi, my name is Ron. I'm calling from San Francisco. And sorry to hear Joe is leaving. I haven't just heard it, but one thing I hope whoever takes over will not drop the almanac. That was one of the reasons I really started tuning in, because I just It was informative and pleasant and fun, and he was too. Other thing, I'm glad that you're one of the few stations anymore that broadcasts news from the BBC. What I don't understand is why you always introduce it with a spot of NPR news. It's like it's a BBC news broadcast. Why not just let the BBC broadcast the news instead of opening with NPR?
You're talking about NewsHour in the afternoons?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's just an odd thing.
Well, I can explain the thinking. I mean, the thinking is just in the same way that we put BBC headlines in Morning Edition from NPR.
Yeah, that doesn't. I don't know. It's not annoying. It's just odd.
I agree. It's a little unusual. I'll definitely agree with that. Most stations do not mix up their BBC and their NPR. I mean, the thinking, and it's the same way we put. I mean, the idea is we're going to have an hour of BBC news. So you may not be hearing what's happening as much in the United States, so we give you that 5 minutes of the NPR. That's the thinking.
And, well, I find it odd because you're sharing the same news. I mean, you're covering basically the same things. Anyway, it doesn't really matter.
Anyhow, just to let you know, that's the thinking.
I still listen. Anyway, thank you, and goodbye,
thank
Joe,
you.
And... I like you better than KQED. Bye.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Manager's Report.
Hi, this would be David from Oakland.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you doing?
Hanging in there.
Well, yeah, that's sort of the deal, isn't it? A thought about the news. I mean, I've already spoken to Joe and said, hey, enjoy the time off, and that's sort of my feeling for him is, I will miss him, but I hope he has lots of fun. But beyond that, about the news issue, seems to me that even though Al Jazeera is giving up Al Jazeera America, I mean, actually has, there still is an English language broadcast of some sort that they do that you probably could have.
David,
KPFA did for a while.
I'm going to cut you off there, not because I don't. I'm going to actually respond to what you have to say. We're short on time, and so I want to make sure to be able to get out and get to respond to your question. I have more than once reached out to Al Jazeera about trying to get their English language news in some form that we could put on KALW. I just want to let you know I have made that effort. It has been a couple of years, and certainly it's been since Pacifica had its arrangement where they were bringing Al Jazeera onto their station, onto KPFA here locally. I should reach out to them again. My experience is just it's a big bureaucratic organization that decisions are made very far away, even from some of the people who you would think would be running it here in the United States. So believe me, I would love to get some of that perspective on KALW. I've just, having made a couple of runs at it, I'm a little less enthusiastic about making my next one. But I would love to have that happen. So just to let you know that. All right, we are running short on time, and I have to apologize to the folks who are hanging on the line because so many people have wanted to call in during this hour. I've really been thankful for everyone who has called and written, whether it's to express their appreciation for Joe and the fact that they're going to miss him on the air, or to talk about what's happening at KALW, what you appreciate listening to, and what's going on at the station. This is what it's about, is having this conversation. And so I want to thank everyone who got in touch during this hour. If you wrote to me and I was not able to respond to your message on the air, I'll do my best to get back to you by this time tomorrow. I want to thank Joanne Marr, who's at the controls. And if you'd like to listen back to this program or share it with others, the audio will be posted within the next hour on KALW.org. I know a lot of us associate Joe with music. And so in Joe's honor, I'd like to close with some music that captures the gravity of this moment in KALW's history.